Thank you, Lord, this morning for blessing us to get up here like this again. Thank you for your kindness to us. Let my breath, health and strength, and refresh. Lord, give us the grace and the strength to live this life. Help us, Lord, through the difficult times. Help us walk through your fear.
Third tenth I would give to do it was fitting as
travel down there to Jerusalem to offer his sacrifices like Israel was supposed to do at feast days. Why was he going alone all by himself? Why wasn't all the tribe going down there?
Just seemed like how
God wanted people to be buried when they died in the Old Testament. That's, I think, how God planned for it to be. Not just left out for the birds to eat or for the or burn or something like that, but buried. Living burial in a cave or in a tomb was how God planned it. So he would go and respect to his brothers, he would give them a burial instead of just letting the titles and birds or something. Yeah. So again, he was risking his life, right? Boys thinking about that, how he went out to do what he probably knew the king was really wanting to do, right? He wanted to go to bury his brothers that had been killed. So we just see a man here that was trying to do what was right, even in difficult times, right? No matter what his circumstances were back in Israel, he was trying to do what was right. On the way over, when there were needs over in Nineveh, when just whatever he saw me have done, he tried to do that. Okay, so that should be an encouragement to us, to be righteous people. And we shouldn't wait for some miracle to happen. We say going to be a missionary is in another country or something, that won't make us into a good person. Look at Tobin here, doing righteous things in Israel before he ever left, right? That's just the kind of man he was. So, wherever we find ourselves today, let's just be righteous. Be good people, whatever we seem to do, just do that. And the Lord will take care of us, even though sometimes it looks like he isn't taking care of us. It probably looks that way to Tobit. Tobit knew that if they served the Lord in the Old Testament, the Lord would bless them. That was the promises to them. He would bless them, help them, keep them. Well then, here he is getting chased away, and all his possessions were seized, and he had nothing left except his family. So his faith was tested. But then he was called back. And God was working out for Tobit. Okay, do you have your assignments ready?
This week we're supposed to think of somebody that did something good and if they were proud or humble about it. And I thought about how when Dirk Willems was getting chased by that thief catcher, he ran across a river and the thief catcher did too. And he fell through the ice. And Dirk went back across the ice to rescue the man. And the man didn't want to give Dirk Willems to the authorities, but since he had sworn to do that, he had to. And then they burnt him and burnt Dirk, and the book says that the fire was low because of the wind, and it was a really painful death.
Shut the air conditioner off until we get finished here.
Daniel, when he was put in the lion's den, he had prayed and a whole lot, and he had praised God, so then God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths, and he was saved.
I thought of Zacchaeus. He was at first... he was going and pursuing vain things, but then he changed and to be more humble and follow God.
Daniel wouldn't pray to the king, and he'd go three times a day and pray to the Lord, and so... And the king didn't like it, so he threw him in the lion's den. And then the next morning, he was still alive, so they brought him back out. And Then later he got raised up second to the king.
I'll have to get you boys an assignment by the end of the service.
Our assignment was the same as the little boys. I got Nebuchadnezzar. Got all proud because he made the kingdom great, and he got all proud, but then he got put down and made like an animal.
In the book of Maccabees, there's a king, Antiochus. He was trying to take over several countries, and he was really proud about it, that he had a big army, and he was torturing the Jews as he went along and killing them. And then God struck him and made him, killed him with worms came and ate him.
I thought about Paul in the New Testament. He was proud hunting the Christians. He thought he was doing what was right, and God struck him blind, and he became humble and became Christian.
I thought about how Rahab kept the two spies from Israel, and since she was kind to them and fed them and hid them, then that saved her life.
I read a story about a family that the father went and took another man into the town, and it was really cold, and it was a long ways to get to the town where they were going, and on the way there they saw some boys, three boys walking on the road, and there were ways from getting to the next house, and it was getting really cold, and so they told them that they weren't going to get there for a while, and so two of the boys came with them, but the one boy who was an orphan just said, "Oh, I'll just walk and hopefully I can sleep in a barn or something," and so he just kept on walking. And then when the men were coming back from town, they saw something lying on the road, and here it was that boy, and he had passed out because he was so cold, and they picked him up and took him home, and the man then adopted him and had him like one of his boys.
I got Nebuchadnezzar. He was all proud about Babylon and thought his kingdom was really great, and then God reduced him to act like an animal.
I thought how Abraham left Lot choose which way to go, and Lot chose the real nice pastures and with the water, and then Abraham went the other way, and then God rewarded Abraham.
I heard a story one time about this guy. He was a woodmaker, and he every night before he went to bed, he prayed and he asked God if he could just see God one time, and he'd live for him forever and stuff. And the next day, he was carving wood in his shop, and he seen an old man. He was shoveling snow off the sidewalks, and he was an old man. He got really tired. He was cold and hungry, and he brought him inside and fed him. And the guy rejoiced, and then a little bit later, or the next day, I think, a woman and her baby was out in the cold wind with no coat on or anything. And he brought her in and gave her a coat and food and stuff. And he was just really humble. And then that night, he said he had a vision that God came and saw him. And he asked God why he didn't. God didn't let him see him, and he said, "I did. I was naked, and you clothed me, and I was hungry, and you fed me."
I just thought about the family here that have helped our family whenever we went through hard times without ever expecting anything in return.
I was thinking of King Solomon and how he was very wise and searched everything out, and yet how he failed in the end. And I don't know the details. You all probably know the details of how he fell away. And I was comparing him with King David and how David fought and was faithful through his whole life and was a man after God's own heart.